tongues of powers, the bad and the sublime Dharma, is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. 无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
阿弥陀佛，又见面了。
阿弥陀佛。
我们上次讲到哪里啊？我已经忘记了。
Where were we? I forgot already.
有没有人晓得
？Anybody know?
？No? 安在哪里？关谷。哦，关谷记哦，关谷快结束了啊。
对呀、啊。
当时可能明暗讲的并不是大概提一下子而已啊。
有两段明暗。
We probably will touch a little bit on the last number four from the last counting up stanza. In the midst of darkness, there is brightness. Do not take brightness as brightness.Brightness and darkness correspond like one step following another. We touch a little bit on this verse.
那这边的明，明，这边好像解释为就是体啊。那暗就是用。
Now here, brightness is explained as essence.Darkness as function.
或是就是一个是体，或者一个是现象，或者是说这个名是佛性，然后这个暗就是现象。
Another way to explain is that the brightness could be explained as our Buddha nature, and darkness as phenomena.
那大家在这边听啊、当然你们是用心听嘛啊、那心也算是佛性，那你们听到我在讲话，讲话是什么？是现象，是声音啊、那大家听到声音，声音里面有没有心？
We're here. You're coming here. Listen, the Dhamma talk with your heart. Now here the heart can be translated also as your Buddha nature. But what you're hearing is the voice. And that voice can be explained as phenomena.Now, you're hearing this voice. Is there a mind hearing it? Are you using the mind to hearing it?
算不算用心听到了？你先说，我都听到了，还是用心？
You say, oh, I heard it. Is it using your heart, your mind to hear it?
Phil? Sorry, I didn't hear it.
算不算你们他们用是不是用心听
？Is it that you are hearing it with your mind, is it?
那听到声音，用心听到声音，那我们会觉得用心听到声音。好，这个声音可能好，那是听到声音，还是听到我在讲
？Okay, we're hearing the sound, and we're using our mind to hearing the sound. Is it the sound or what I was talking about?
Your microphone.
Oh. Can you hear me?
要这样子，这样子会比较。
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
通常我们是听到声音，那我们会听到说你听到我在讲话，对不对
？Normally, when we hear the sound, we would think I heard you talking.
还好，比如说这个我在这边讲，对不对？你们看到我在这边讲，就是我这一个是色，对不对？这个是算是现象。那用你的心看到现象，对。那我们通常我们会认为，你用你的心，你可能是用，你不会讲心，你说我看到某某人，我们也不会认为这是色啊。我们是你，我看到某某人，那个我，那个我是不是心
？Normally, when we look at someone who's talking, when we heard him talking, even though it is a mind, our mind getting contact with the phenomena, but what we won't have that kind of understanding, we would say to ourselves.Oh, I am here seeing someone talking, not our mind is in contact with a phenomena.
那这边在讲就是暗它就是现象啊，现象里面就是有佛性或是有心啊，用的比较简单，就是说现象当中有心啊，那你不要只是认为只有什么物以名相睹，就是不要以为是看到心那看不到现象，我们就是。通常这个是比较深一点的，比如说有一些人进入这种我们说见山不是山的状态，那他可能就是只是什么，只是只有什么，只有心没有现象。
Now here darkness earlier we explained it asphenomena. And it mentioned here, in the midst of darkness, there is brightness. That means, in the midst of phenomena, there is Buddha nature, our mind, or our heart. Sometimes, when a practitioner reach a deeper level,At that point, what he sees in his mind is he sees only the mind and not the phenomena. It is like the second stage of what the Chan described a serious practitioner reached to the point that when he sees the mountain, it's not a mountain.And we see the water is not water. at that point, because he doesn't see phenomena, only sees his own mind, what the mind at that point.
举个例子啊，你们在睡觉的时候，那旁边有人在讲话，你有没有听到这个讲话的声音？你有没有听到
？I want to use an example to illustrate what I meant to say. For example, when you are sleeping, someone next to you are talking. Will you be able to hear this person?
就听到他们讲话的内容。
Will you be able to hear the contents of this person, what he's trying to talk, and what he's talking about, when you were sleeping?
No.
Yeah.
That's right.
Only you have such experience.
No, you're sleeping. There could be, I slept right through it.You don't hear.
The rubber professor 听不到啊，你也就在睡觉了，旁边讲话怎么听得到呢？
啊，其实这时候是有声音的，对不对？可是你的心，你的心跑到哪里去了
？But the fact is, there is sound next to you talking. But because you're sleeping, and your mind is somewhere else.Where is your mind at that time, at that point, is the question.
所以同样的，比如说我现在讲话，你听到了，那我在讲话，那你就打瞌睡。好，你现在可能还没有那么厉害，现在就马上打瞌睡了。这时候你在打瞌睡的时候，你有没有听到这个现象了？听到这个声音了？没有了，那你心打瞌睡是不是进入无心了？
Same situation. Let's bring us back to right now here. You're hearing me talking. But you're dozing off. You're falling asleep. At that point, you would not hear me. And the question is, when you're dozing off,Do we call that a no mind?
Sleepy
mind. 我记得有一个禅师啊，他的师父就他就很努力的修，就晚上都没有梦。哦、我们晚上都没有梦，你晓不晓得你在睡觉？他知道，我们一般可能不知道。然后他的师父就那时候，你晚上没有梦的时候，你的心在哪里？就他参了五年才参破。
There is a Chan master. Practice very very hard. He reached the point that he will be dreamless.When he sleeps at night time. Even though he knows he's sleeping, he has no dream. So his teacher asked him, at that stage, do you know where is your mind? After hearing that question, he goes back, practice another 5 years. Finally,were able to reach the point, even though you're sleeping, no dream, he knows where his mind at that point.
我不晓得大家晚上睡觉的时候，清不清楚周遭的环境。
I'm not sure about you guys. When you sleep, are you aware of what's going on?Around you.
Depends on what you mean by the word sleep. In my experience,
there's a great range of states of awareness that I can, that I'm in at various times. There are times when I'm sleeping like a log, as they say in English, that, you know, where I just, when I wake up, I don't remember anything at all. It's like I was on anesthesia, just completely knocked out. Sometimes it's like that. Other times, though, it sort of depends on whether I, how, what's going on in my environment and so on. I'm not really that, you know, it's not like I'm not that knocked out. And I can sort of hear a little bit of things going on and so on, but at the same time, I'm not really paying attention to those things. And I do get a certain amount of rest from being in that state. So do we call that state sleep? Why not? It's a sleep, but it's not a, I guess we could say it's a sleep, but it's not a deep sleep, you know. And yeah, you can hear things when you're sleeping. If you couldn't hear anything when you're sleeping, your alarm clock wouldn't work, right? You wouldn't wake up when the alarm went off because you couldn't hear it, right? Or am I wrong? I don't know. But I mean,
所以我问三分钟的话，是个问题，就是说你睡觉的时候，你知不知道你周边的这个情况？他是说要看情形，如果你真的睡得很熟很熟的时候呢，什么都不知道，就好像被那个麻醉师哈，就那种麻醉了一样，那样子是你睡到那个程度的时候，当然你对周遭的情况一点都不知道，啊，可是呢，有的时候你睡觉。 虽然是说你在做梦，可是呢，你对周遭的一些讲话，你的内容可能不太清楚，可是你知道好像旁边有人在讲话。这个时候呢，你也是在睡觉，而且也是在休息，可是呢，并不是睡得这么熟，所以呢，你对周遭的一些情况呢，还是会有一些觉知。那他又说，如果的话，不然的话，那你如果真的都睡到 什么都不晓的话，那比如说闹钟响的时候呢，那你也就不知道了。就通常我们闹钟响的时候，我们就会醒来。那表示说，我们事实上睡觉的时候呢，还是有一种那种觉知，让我们知道周遭的这个环境啊是怎么样一个情况。我想，
因为人有心哦，所以你闹钟一直响，他可能晚一点才听到，可能还是会醒来啊。可是 这是因为有心嘛，如果一个死人你一直给他放，他会不会醒来？
I think the reason that we hear the alarm because we have the mind, right? Or living being. Even though you might not get it, you might not wake up right away, you eventually will wake up, you know, after, you know, later on, you know, when the alarm is ringing. For example, if a dead person, you put an alarm clock next to a dead person, they won't, you know, they won't wake up.
要很 长 哦。
It's very, very long time.
还有就是, 我们在睡觉的时候，因为你的心不在声音上，所以事实上你是并不是没心，是你的心在你可能你的梦境里面，或者在你那种熟睡的状态之下，所以你不会听到声音。虽然就是有讲话，你也听不到声音。
The reason we don't hear the sounds when we were sleeping, when we don't hear the sound around us, it's because our mind is not there. Especially when we are really sleeping very deeply, our mind is pretty much occupied in the dream state, in our dream. Therefore, it's hard for us to know what's going on around us because our mind is not there.
我有一次我看到我妈妈在跟我讲话， 可是我看他嘴巴在什么，好像就在讲话，我听不到声音。那时候我就是 就是不要从那一个从个状态抽出来啊，因为我正在想一步棋哦，就怎么样怎么样，这样就会把对方，就会战胜他了哦。所以我想这步棋想好以后，再什么，再听他讲什么。这时候眼睛是看到他在讲，就是嘴巴在动，可是就完全听不到声音，因为我的心是什么，很深的什么，安在我那一个，原理是像是做梦的梦境里面的，我不抽出来。所以说就是说当你的心完全不在上面的时候，其实那个现象是什么，是没有的。当然还没有办法做到，就是说我看不到我妈妈，我不晓得就是说连看都看不到，这个是不是也可以做到。
An example happened to myself. One time my mother was talking to me while I was really deeply involved with a chess playing. I saw she was talking to me, but because my mind was so involved with the chess board, I could not hear the sound of her voice, what she was talking about. I did not hear the sound at all. All I saw was her body is there, her mouth is moving, but there's no sound coming out. It's because my mind was completely involving with the playing. I tried to figure out what's the next move so I can win the other person. So at that point, I did not want to remove my mind to somewhere else but the chess game. I don't know if you could, maybe you can even deeper of your concentration at that point, maybe even the image of my mother I will not see if I'm so totally involved, you know, with what my mind was trying to do at the point. As if like I was in a dream state. You know, I was totally involved with this playing chess. I was completely in this dream state. I did not hear my mother's voice.
我不晓得你们这边有没有人看过人家睡觉是眼睛张开的。
I don't know if any one of us here has seen someone who sleeps with their eyes open.
有没有看过这样的人？有啊。
I have seen people sleep
with their eyes. 因为我曾经问过一个人，他说他睡觉的时候他眼睛张开，但是他好像还看到的样子。
One time, I asked someone who sleeps with his eyes open, how was that like? And he told me that.Yeah, as if I was still seeing things, even though I was sleeping.
现在我是蛮好奇，就是说他们是不是能够在某种状态的时候眼睛是睁开的，可是他并没有看到东西。
I was very curious once to find out whether a person who is sleeping with his eyes open, but completely not able to see what's going on outside.
就是有声音但是听不到，就比较没那么稀奇。像佛陀有外道跟佛陀要比赛，他们说什么这一个什么，他们声音都听不到，他们觉得他们很厉害。那佛陀说他有一次在禅定当中，这个雷哈、把打死了五只牛，可是他没有听到。
One point the Buddha had a contest with the outer path practitioner. The practitioner was bragging about, you know, I was
I could get into this deep samadhi so deep I could not hear any sounds around me. And Buddha said, well, I was able to get into such a deep samadhi one time when a storm killed 5 cows next to me. I did not hear at all. I did not hear a sound at all.
你们有没有看过人，就是他眼睛对准你，可是你感觉他没有在看你。
Have you seen someone who their eye was staring at you as if they're not seeing you?
这比较简单了，但是你们现在坐在这边有没有办法，就是你在这边眼睛张开，可是你根本就注意力都不是在这边的，都不是在这边的，这有点困难了。
Well, that's probably not as hard. Have you tried, like you're looking at something in front of you, but you're not paying really particular attention to anything in front of you?
有没有看过人家他，你看他的眼睛，你不知道他的心在哪里。我们有些人你只是知道他不注意你，可是他是注意什么？他是注意别的。可是我知道，好像师父，他眼睛看着，可是你不感觉师父不知道他心在哪里，你看不出来。
People like 师父。When you look at things in front of him, if you look at his eyes, it's hard for you to figure out where is his mind. Not like you look somebody else. You can very easily to know whether this person is looking at you or they are paying attention to somewhere else particularly. You could tell. But for a practitioner like Sifu, if you look at him,look at his eyes, you will not have a very clear idea where is his mind at that moment.
因为就是这种经验，看到师父，你不感觉师父，不知道师父的心在哪里，那会有点害怕。
Have you ever experienced that with 师父? Like looking at 师父, not knowing where his mind is, would that...be a little scary for you?
Are we really talking about where your attention is? In the Abhidharma, they have a list of mental factors, mental things that can occur in your mind.One of them is attention, and that's called a universal. That is to say, we have in our minds, and here I'm speaking about just the ordinary human mind, we have this quality called attention, which is always there and always attached to something. Sometimes we attach it to something that's outside of us. Other times it sort of gets away and just attaches to various things. My understanding of a lot of the samatha meditations, the beginning types of meditation, where you're trying to develop your calmness and your concentration, what you're doing constantly is bringing your attention back to something, this mental faculty of attention. So you're trying to focus on, say, counting the breath.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you want your attention to be on the numbers. You notice...suddenly you notice your attention is gone somewhere else and you just bring it back to the numbers and you just do this over and over and over and over and over again and eventually you get better control and you can keep your attention focused on what you want it to be focused on better. But there's no question people who are in deep samadhi, as I understand it, I haven't had a lot of experience with them, but even just anybody who's working hard on a problem. I mean, I know, you know, you've heard of the absent-minded professor in the West. They have this idea of, you know, somebody who's a professor and does mathematics or something. Sometimes you're sitting with that person and he doesn't even seem to be there. But what's going on is he's thinking about math. And he thinks about math so much that his attention, when he puts it on math, it really stays there, right? And so, yeah, it's like he might not even know you're next to him, you know, but he's thinking about math. But anyway, that's sort of in the way of an observation. But when you say, is the mind there, are we really asking, where is the attention?
他的问题是说我们是不是在讲就是说基本上是在讲这个我们的注意力集中在什么地方。他说在我们讲就是说我们这个脑部这些活动有不同的一些活动，其中之一呢就是所谓的我们的注意力。那注意力呢它有一个，这个注意力是每一个众生都有的。那也就是说，当我们每一个人把我们的注意力集中在某一个地方的时候呢，这个时候呢，好像周遭的一些现象就变得没有这么明显。那我们的如果注意力再加深的话呢，那这个力量，这个注意力的集中力就更强，那对周遭的这个环境相对的就讲就是更不明显。比如说像一般人都会讲说一些教授就是说好像都是很，他叫做好像都是一些这个 absent-minded 的，好像全谁的好像那种健忘的这些教授他因为他比如说像这些数学的教授，你坐在他旁边，你跟他讲话，可是呢，他头脑里想的都是那些数学的那些问题啊，所以你就很明显的感觉他根本就好像没听你在讲话，也根本就不知道你的存在啊。他说我们是不是在讲这个注意力就是说当我们的你看到人，就是说好像他们你都不知道他的心在哪里，是不是说因为这些人他的注意都集中在他们自己内心世界里的一些一个地方，所以他没有注意到你。
我想师父的那个心应该不是这种方式，应该是比较是属于这个这种莫照的方式。莫照的方式是心就是注意力，像他讲的注意力没有要放在哪个地方。请问你们看太阳的时候，太阳它照哪里？
I think it's a little different when we talk about 师父 mind. When you see 师父 as if you could not figure out where his mind is, it's not like the attention that Bill was talking about. It's more like the mind of someone who is really deeply practiced the silent illumination. The mind doesn't put.If this practitioner doesn't put his mind on anywhere, for example, the sun, when the sun shines to the earth, is there any particular place he only shines on and not the other place?
就是说，就是那个太阳是不是注意特别注意哪个地方
？Right. 我刚刚讲了。
讲了啊。还有一次，有一次师父到联合国去那刚好碰到就是那个世界宗教领袖会议然后有一个印度教的反正就是一个他一个应该算是某一个教派的教主那看到师父在跟师父会，就是一见面那一刹那间。那个教主马上什么？马上就是跟师父过招就是他突然间，这一个他本来是一个中年妇女，突然间变成是另外一个人，是说变了以后那个很恐怖他好像要抓人家那个什么， 抓人家那个魂这样子呢，啊，就是好像要抓树的魂这样子。那树没有讲他用什么方法，我看到应该是树马上什么用墨照啊，用墨照以后对方就是看到什么，看到他自己，看不到什么，看不到师傅，就有点树就变成一面镜子这样子。所以对方一看哦，不行，赶快什么要回入什么，回入他的那个本来面目这样子。
I share you an example that happened to 师傅. One time, 师傅 was attending to this high level religious leaders conference in the UN. When he entered to that conference hall, and there's this one Indian religion leader, when she and Sifu, you know, saw each other at that moment, she immediately turned herself into another face and tried to use some kind of magical power to grab, as if it wanted to grab Sifu's spirit. At that point, I'm not sure what kind of method Sifu used at that moment. I guess Sifu was using silent illumination. So immediately, the woman, what she saw was reflected, was her own image. And she could not see where Sifu was at the time. All she saw was her own face, whatever the image she turned into. And quickly, she changed that and went back to her own original, you know, the face. So in other words, Sifu what revealed was like a mirror at that point. Whatever comes, it just reflects right back to you. At that point, then she couldn't do what she wanted to do to Sifu.
大家可能知道哈，可能也不知道，就是那个禅师哈，就是修禅的那个禅师哈，通常这些等于是天人或是鬼神啊，基本上是找不到他们的。我记得有一个人，他有一次就是等于是到那个寺庙的附近里面去闭关，然后就有三天他没有回来吃饭呢。他的师父就问他说：“你怎么没有回来吃饭呢？”他说：“就是有天人供养他。”他说：“啊，天人供养你啊，你就光顾。”既然被那个天人侦测到了，这个丢脸啊，所以他在继续修修修修修，修到最后，天人不来供养了，为什么？天人找不到他。那其他的禅师也是一样啊，其实其他这一个，我们大家可以看到，就是有个禅师，好像就是一下子。那些鬼神看到他一下子又看不到他，也就是说他们心不特别去注意哪个地方的时候，那些鬼神基本上就什么就看不到他。我们叫心什么无所住。
This happened to Chan practitioners or Chan masters. One timeA Chan master practiced and then didn't show up for a few days to eat. And his sifu asked him, "Where were you? How come you didn't come for meal?" And he replied, "Oh, I was being given food by those heavenly, you know, beings and, you know,
or ghosts, or devas. So, you know, so I didn't show up. And his teacher just scolded him, "You need to work hard, you know. The reason that they, you know, they could see you because you did not work hard enough." So he feel very ashamed, so he started to really practice even harder, to the point that no longer the heavenly beings will come and offer food to him. That is because the heavenly beings could not detect where his mind is, and they could not see him. And this happened to other very, very high-level chant masters. You know, sometimes you can detect where their mind is, and sometimes you cannot, because their minds are not abiding on anywhere.
So, 通常, 我们的心都是什么？都是有对象在什么？ 在安住的啊，我们就是会注意这个对象，注意那个对象。我们心都会在那个不同的，我们叫什么色声香味触法啊。我们心都在色声香味触法里面，就是什么抓一个又一个嘛。你一下注意，比如注意我，一下注意声音，一下注意你的你的什么你的腿啊酸啊，一下可能。 又跑到什么？跑到说，哎，他是什么意思？跑到你的什么所想的，我们都划成。通常我们的心都是在这个六层跑来跑去的。Normally,
our mind, ordinary sentient beings' mind, are abide on phenomena, on different kind of phenomena. For example, like sound, smell, taste, touch, thought. When we grab a sound, our mind then is abided by that. And then we let go of that and we move on to another phenomenon. We grab one, let go of another, grab another one, and let go of another one. And sometimes you pay attention to me talking, and the next moment your attention, your mind, become, you know, fall on your leg pain, then, you know, and then from that, and then move on to your thoughts. We call that, you know, Dharma dust. That's how ordinary people's minds are. We move from one to the other phenomena.
那我们在心在这个六层里面就是什么？ 我们在攀岩转来转去的时候，我们那个心只看到六层，可是你看不到心本身。那这边是要讲六层就是心，你不只看到六层，同时你就是这六层本身就是心。
Because our mind is constantly abide on the six different dust faculties. All we see are the six faculties. We do not see our mind. Now what he's talking about here in this verse is that these six faculties are the same as our mind. But we don't see that. I want to go back to the beginning question I raised. When you see me, do you actually see me, or you just see form?
就通常我们说啊，他在那边啊，你的心就是你的心去注意一个色，然后你的心要去注意一个念头，他在那边，那结果就是你把你的判断他在那边当成是他，其实是你自己心没有浮出他在那边，看到一个色，可是你认为是他，所以你认为是他，你心中就浮出他在那边。那这个他在那边，这个是声音，也不是他，可是你讲出来以后，你认为是他。
Normally, when we see that person, it's a form. But the next moment, the mind arises, oh, that person is there. So then this form turned into a person in your mind.And then, instead of seeing that as a form, you see actually a person there.
还有你，我们的心想要想到说，哇，等一下，我就不吃饭了。这时候你想的是，等一下我就不吃饭了，是一个什么？一个念头，可是你会把那个念头当作是什么？当作真的是我。
Also, when a thought arrives in your mind, saying, "Oh, later, I'm not going to eat lunch," that is an idea in your mind.But we turn that idea into us, the self.
同样的，比如说，等一下我要跟某某人见面，你心中浮出这样一个念头，我要跟某某人见面。请问这个是你的念头，还是某某人？也是念头，可是我们又认为是某某人。
Another example, another idea came in your mind, say, oh, I'm going to meet so-and-so. That's an idea just arise in your mind. But when that idea arise, you wouldn't think that is an idea in your mind. You're going to meet so-and-so.And that so-and-so is actually part of that idea in your mind. But when that mind, the idea arises in your mind, then all of a sudden that so-and-so actually turns into a person outside of your mind.
那这边总怪记就是他那个觉悟的人，他们任何时间里面都是看到是心，看到人，这人是心，讲话是心，想是心，我想到别人，就别人也是我的心。
For an enlightened person, in any time, when he is encountered with a person, he knows.That's the mind. When he hears a voice, he knows it's the mind. When he's thinking of an idea in his mind, in his brain, he knows it's the mind. When he sees other person, that is also the mind. At any time, he sees the mind.
那我们，因为我们看到色，那你看不到，那是自己的心。那如果是看到心，好像又什么， 就在睡觉的时候，你可能就跟自己独处，你又看不到什么，听不到外面的声音，或许你会看不到外面的色，那是把它切开。那这边要讲就是色就是什么，就是心。
For us ordinary sentient beings, when we see form, we don't see our mind. When we are in the dream state, in sleeping, when we are with our mind, we don't see form. So in other words, form and the mind are separate. They are not connected together.And what here mentioned is form and the mind are not separate. They are the same.
心经有讲到什么？色没有离开空，有没有？然后空没有离开色，然后色什么？即是空，空即是色。
In the Heart Sutra, it talks about form is emptiness and emptiness is form.Form is precisely emptiness, and emptiness is precisely form.
那空很是一个蛮抽象的。那禅宗会讲，色就是心，心什么？就是色。你没有心，你看不到色。然后没有色，其实你也没有心。那到最后的话，色就是心，心就是色。心就是讲是色就是空。
Now emptiness is a very, it's a word, it's a, 抽象, abstract, yes, it's a very abstract term. So we replace that word with form and the mind. If there is no mind, you won't be able to see forms.
当我们想东西的时候，其实是你的心化成一些像，这些像实际上就是心。
When we are thinking, actually, at that moment, your mind has manifest these materials in your thinking.
那我们想一个人的影像，那就是你的心，就是变成一个影像。那我们已经忘记他是就是我的心，然后你心认为说这是他别人，那你就是浮出一个念头，就是别人这样的一个想法。那基本上全部都是心的什么种种功能。
When we think a person, then that the image of that person arises. At that point, our mind has changed into that image of the person we're thinking of. But then we forgot about that.We forgot if that person, the image, actually came from the mind. And then the next thought, we started to think about another person. Then that image of that other person arises again. So then one thought after another thought, and we totally forgot all these arederived from the mind.
就像我常讲的说，想到妈妈，这个是不是用心想到妈妈？这是你心产生一个妈妈的现象，我们叫相。那能够想的那颗心，它本身无相，可是它可以产生种种的相。这时候想到妈妈这个相的时候，还是心，不是。你在想妈妈的时候，妈妈会就赶快跑进来，跑到你这边来了。
I am using this example.
when you think of your mother, then the image of your mother will arise in your mind. And that is derived from the mind. But the mind itself does not, is formless. Therefore, is able to have the function of manifestation of all sorts of kinds of forms. But the problem is we forgot about that. We thought we took the form as real. So when you think about your mother wouldn't literally jump into your brain, right? But for some, we forgot about this is just an image. We believe it is our real mother when we think about our mother. Even though it's an image arising in your mind, but we think it's a real person actually arise.
当我们想到任何东西，那我想说还是以妈妈。你想到妈妈的时候，这个妈妈，你可以想她，可以认识她，而心中这个妈妈可不可以跟你对话？她能不能看到你？
Okay, when you think of your mother, the idea is the image will arise in your mind. In your mind, there's your mother is there. Will your mother talk back to you? When you think of your mother, an image arises in your mind, will your mother talk back?
也许我们说什么托梦有没有？你在晚上睡觉的时候，然后化什么人死掉的人，然后进入你的梦中啊，大概只有这样的现象。那一个梦中那一个某某人，他可以跟你什么跟你互动。好的，大部分的时间是你自己的什么，你的自己的心产生的一个现象。那因为我们把那个现象 当作是真的，所以我们就跟他互动，那我们以为是什么？那是另外一个人。
Unless there is this kind of special situation, certain beings will come into your dreams and would have a dialogue when you were sleeping, when you were dreaming. Ordinary situation, when we sleep, our mind will create different kind of phenomena in our dreams. But we took that as something real. And we took that as something outside of our mind. That's what we do usually in a normal situation.
那这里告诉你就是说，当你想到什么东西，一个现象的时候，你不要忽略这里面之心。 那也不要说，那我就注意到心，那不要管现象。这边整个要讲就是说，不要离开心去看到现象，啊，那也不要离开现象，然后去找心。
What we're talking about here was the important part is to remind yourself when you are seeing any kind of forms, do not neglect the mind behind it. Because here says, don't leave the mind to look for, to see phenomena. At the same time, when you encounter with phenomena, you can only find your mind through the phenomena you encounter with.
我们再问一个啊，比如说你想到啊，这个人啊，就他不喜欢我，我下次不要再见他啊。 他不喜欢我，我下次就见再见他啊。请问他不喜欢我啊？这句话啊，认不认识？我不要见他。
Okay. I want to reiterate what Pastor was talking about earlier. Say, don't leave your mind to look for a phenomenon. At the same time, do not leave the phenomenon to find the mind. Okay, next thing.You say to yourself, I don't like that person, so next time I don't want to see him. Now the question is, I don't like that person know the next sentence, I don't want to see him again?
前一句认不认识？有哈。
So the previous sentence, does the previous sentence know the second sentence? The previous sentence is, I don't like. Oh, he doesn't like me. Sorry. He doesn't like me. That's the previous sentence. The next sentence is, next time I don't want to see him.Does the previous sentence, he doesn't like me, knows the following sentence, which is, therefore, next time, I don't want to see him.
认不认识?
Do they know each other?
What do you mean by know each other?
他的意思是说,认识是什么意思?
好,很简单嘛,我现在写两个字啊,哈。这个人不喜欢我，那另外一句是什么？所以我下次我不要再见他了。这一句有没有认识第二句的能力？第一句有没有办法认识第二句
？Very simple, blackboard written in two sentences. First sentence, this person does not like me.Second sentence, next time, I won't see him. Does the first sentence, literally, does the first sentence know the second sentence?
Do you mean imply? Does the first sentence imply the second sentence? I can answer that and say no, not necessarily.
不是，我想说字能不能认识啊
？No, just literally the word.
No, it can't know it.
No, there's no imply, there's no hidden meaning. Literally, of those words put together in the first sentence, know the second sentence with all those words put together. Are they know each other?
No, you're saying that because you can only hold one idea in your mind.
No, the words themselves.
We don't know that. No, he literally says.
The words don't have.
Does the words know each other?
Just words.
They don't have a consciousness.
Okay, I get it. Thank you. The word
recognize. Yeah. Oh, recognize. 认识。两个人还是就
是。我知道。有差别吗？
不晓得，中文是一样的。
Okay, Robert said using the word recognize is probably more closer to the meaning.
In English.
Does the first word, bunch of words, recognize the second bunch of words? No.
好，一样的哈。
Bunches of words don't recognize.
好，一样的哈。这个人不喜欢我哈。这个字的这个啊，这认不认识这个个
？Okay, let's go into a little closer. The first sentence, right? This person does not like me. The word this. Does the word this
recognize the second word, person.
You mean after it's been spoken? First you have this. But this doesn't know person until the next word is spoken.
Words don't recognize.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, the question is,
it's like saying, does a rock recognize?
Well, the question, Basu says, does the word this recognize the next word, person? No. Okay.
对啊，就是你有一句话，比如说你想的说，这个人不喜欢我，怎么样？这个人不喜欢我，七个字哈。第一个字认不认识第二个字？第二个字认不认识第三个字？
So in other words, we are breaking apart, right? Breaking apart the sentence, word by word. This person does not like me. This person does not like me. In English, six words, right? Does the first word, this, recognize the second word, person?
Yes.
Yes, because
I believe that we have ability to find the mind.
So, that
sense is something in you can recognize. Reality, right or wrong. His meaning is that we have this ability. When we see it,这些字我们有这个本领去解释它，让它变成一个对我们这个来说是一个有逻辑或是有道理的东西。
对，是因为心嘛，那如果是纯粹这一个什么，纯粹这个只是一个影像，它第一个影像不可能，第一个那一个这个字的那一个影像啊，或字的那个现象，他是没有能力去认识第二个现第二个字的现象，是我们的心。
You are correct in the sense the meaning be put into the form, which is the characters we're talking about, because of your mind. Now, without putting your mind into the characters, which just bunch of forms, form does not recognize another form itself.So in other words, the first word, the form of the first word will not recognize the form of the second word. Without you putting your mind into it, they will not recognize each other.
Can there be language without mind?
问题是说，你如果没有心的话，有语言存在吗？
好，现在不用语言了，现在是我这个手抓住这个右手，那这个右手很高兴，左手也很高兴，会不会
？OK, let's demonstrate here. My left hand is holding my right. My left hand is right hand holding my left hand. Will the right hand feel happy? And the left hand feel happy too?
Not happy, might feel it, really. Maybe discontent.
The
feeling
is in the mind.
So, exactly. Like Bill said, feeling is in the mind. Because the liking and dislike came out of the mind. Without it, there's no such thing.
还要手碰到左手碰到右手，左手碰到右手，左手小不了的，他碰到右手了。
Another example, left hand touch the right hand. Does the left hand know that it touched the right hand?
No.
同样，你心里面糊出一句话，对不对？是我们心。去辨识这句话，你现在比如说，我现在说， 他不喜欢我，你可能这里面出现了一个七个字，第一个字跟第二个字基本上是没关系的，是我们的心是辨识他。那我们的心是什么？我们心是无相的啊。结果你产生这个相以后，结果你认为这个相是什么？是有关系的。
Now, word itself does not recognize each other. It's our mind put the meaning into it. For example, that sentence we talk about, this person does not like me. Each word won't recognize each other. However, when we put our mind into it, all of a sudden,It's not a bunch of words anymore. It has some carry on some image in our mind, and then we react on that image. And then there are all sorts of things came out of that. And we will not recognize, we forgot about that actually the mind has no form.
那我们是看到字以后，然后就迷失到说，这个字是心所呈现的一个功能。心本身是无相的，结果你把一个他，这个他是你的心哦，不是他哦。你在想说他不喜欢你，这个他是谁的心？你第一个字不喜欢第二个字啊？是不是？对啊，他不喜欢我。第一个他不喜欢一二三四五。他，你第一个字不喜欢第五个字，他不喜欢我吗？第一个字有没有办法不喜欢或不喜欢？没有，第一个字也不是他，第一个字就是什么？第一个就是你的你浮出来的一个什么一个语言嘛，结果你认为这个他，只有你把一个他的字当作是什么，当作是他是可以什么可以辨识的人，不是那个我也不是那个我是什么，是你想出一个我的一个这样的一个符号，只有你认为他不喜欢我，这几个都什么都不认识的、啊。
The situation to ordinary sentient beings is that when our mind encounters the phenomenon, we lost the recognition, we lost in the true situation, which is that we forgot all these are the functions of our mind.Our mind originally has no form. For example, that sentence, this person does not like me. This person, it's all the mind. Each word will not recognize each other.It is our mind somehow. When we heard the sentence, this person does not like me, we don't see in the mind. We see something, that person outside of our mind. And that isThe problem we're trying to attack.
Good, we're 现在在讲话对不对？我跟他讲话对不对？那我们把这个讲话的这个把它录起来，那放在荧幕上。请问，我这个人能不能知道我在跟他讲话？ 这个人，这个这个这个这个影像，就我们变成一个影像啊，把它录起来是变成一个影像。那这个影像，我现在是跟他讲话，那请问我有没有跟他讲话？
就是在影像看
到。对对对对对。
Another example. Right now, I'm talking to her. We're being recorded, right? All recorded. Later on, we're putting the recording on the screen. Will the image of me on the screen knows that I am talking to her? The image itself on the screen, does the image know that he is talking to the other person? No.
同样的，我们看到以后，我们心中浮出一个某某人的一个影像，那还有浮出你的影像，甚至某某人的影像能不能认知你的这个影像？
Same thing, same idea. If there's some image arise in your mind, does that image know that he arise in your mind?
Hope not.
这鬼进来了。
他说但愿不会知道。
可是我们现在这道理懂，可是当我们浮出一个影像的时候，某某人的影像的时候，浮出你的影像的时候，你会认为他们两个是这个影像不喜欢后面这个影像。
Now we understand the concept, but oftentimesWhen we have an image arise, an image about somebody maybe we don't like, then all of a sudden we forgot about that concept. It's just an image in our mind arising. We treat that as outside of ourselves. We get upset, get emotional.
也就是说我们在日常生活当中，这个像浮出来就是一直在进行的，可是我们会认为那个浮出来的像他有办法去什么认知，所以我们就是在想来想去都是心啊，全部都是心啊，可是我们的心会认为这个像，你不会你忘记这是你的心了，因为这个这一个第一个哈、第一个念头讨厌第二个念头，那第二个念头决定要报复，我们是这样子的。
We often forget when an image arises to our mind. It is just a form arising. We treat that as something real. So what happens is then a first thought arises. We treat that as outside. Then the second thought arises.So the second thought is having a really a difficult time about the first thought. So they were having some kind of combating with each other. And we totally forgot. All these are manifestation of the mind.
还有你心里面想到妈妈或想到什么人的时候，想的时候有没有？有。你在想到别的时候，这个影像就不见了，所以那个影像跑到哪里去了？
When we thought about, when we think about our mother, that image exists. Yes, there is an image of your mother in your mind arising. But when the next moment we start thinking about something else,Where is that image of your mother in the first place? Where is it?
所以我们在来讲说心经什么无什么色声香味触法。
Because that we know what the thing in the Heart Sutra says, no sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought. If you understand what the earlier he was trying to say, when the image comes, your mother, and you have the second thought, and the mother's image is no longer there, if you understand that, then you will understand what the Heart Sutra mentioned about. No sound, smell, taste, touch, thought.
你能看到我，那我这个色出现的，那就要你闭起眼睛来，结果这色就不见了。结果闭起眼睛来，你发觉你肚子痛痛的，结果肚子痛痛的这个现象什么就跑出来了。那接下来你又听到一个声音，听到声音的那个肚子痛痛的那东西又什么又不见了。你注意它出现了，你转移注意力它不见了，所以它是什么？他是跟着心跑的，心在他就出现，心离开他就不见
了。 If you see me, the form, this form arise in you. Next moment, you close your eyes, and you have this stomachache. All of a sudden,all you notice is the stomachache, and the image of me is no longer there. The next moment, you hear some voice, some sound caught your attention. Then all of a sudden, all you notice is that sound. So in other words, wherever your attention is, you're there. So in other words, your mind is beingChasing is following that attention. Wherever your attention is, that is your mind. Because of that, there's no such thing as sound, taste, touch, thought. It's all your mind, wherever your mind is, and that is the phenomenon.
再讲一遍，就是心可以产生种种的什么？种种的相啊，可是心不是那个相。
So in other words, when your mind is no longer there, that form disappeared in you. So to sum it up, mind can manifest. Mind has the function of manifest all kinds of forms, and the form cannot be existing without the mind.
然后心产生这种像，不管是看到、听到，都是叫做像啊。那想到的，尤其是想到的，最主要想到的像，不管是什么像，妈妈、爸爸、奥巴马还是谁，什么像。这个相全部都是什么？都是相。有没有奥巴马？有。可是是不是奥巴马？不是。有没有妈妈的相？有。是不是妈妈？不是。
Also very important to remember, mind can create all kinds of phenomena. When the phenomena arise,in your mind, there is such thing arising. For example, the thought of your mother or President Obama. There are these forms that are arising out of your mind. They are existing there. But you have to know they're just forms.
如果你心中产生奥巴马的像，你认为是奥巴马，接下来就会觉得说啊，现在奥巴马的什么的那个什么满意度是不是市场满意度现在是比较低了哦？你接下来你就会什么会联想了，因为你忘记了，那不是说你心中浮出一个什么一个像，那是心，不是奥巴马。可是我们你认为是奥巴马，那后面的念头就继续了。
If you don't remember that all these images or phenomena that are arising out of your mind are just forms, what's going to happen is, okay, let's say an image of President Obama arising in your mind.
and you forgot. It's just a form arising from the mind. Then you think, oh, it is Obama. Then the next door will say, his rating is going down now. Then all sorts of related feelings, ideas about that idea in your mind will arise. It's all because you treat that image in your mind, President Obama, is no longer a form. You treat that as something more than a form, outside of something. So you have created more and more thoughts related to President Obama.
那如果说你把奥巴马当作是真的，你忘记他这个影像，然后就想说啊，奥巴马现在施政什么这个满意度差了，你又不知道这个是什么，是一个语言像，你又认为是奥巴马现在就比较糟糕了。接下来讲说啊，奥巴马可能下次再选的时候就是没办法什么当不上了，接下来就什么可以很多很多。那有一个很关键的，就是你要把那个心中所服务的东西当作真的有那么一回事。那如果你知道它是像，后面的还会再 下去吗？就下去的话还是谁的像？还是你心里面的像？跟奥巴马有没有关系？没有。然后你第二个奥巴马的施政度跟前面那个奥巴马那个影像有没有关系？他们认不认识？不认识的。
Okay. Let's say you forgot, right? You have this image of President Obama arising in your mind, and you forgot it is just a form arising from the mind. And the next thought was, oh, President Obama's rating, right, you know, rating is going down. And then following that thought is that then the next, you know, election, maybe he'll have some trouble, on and on and on and on. It's all, a lot of the thought will start coming out, right? That is because when you forgot about all these things arising out of the mind, are forms created, manifested from the mind, you then treat all these forms as real. And when you treat them as real, then the attitude toward them will be very different. On the other hand, you could have all these forms arising out of your mind, but you know that it's just a form arising out of my mind. You remember it's just a form out of my mind. For example, an image arising out of your mind, President Obama. That image, will that image know the second thought image was, oh, his rating is going down? Will these two know each other? No. It's only when we forgot these are just forms arising out of mind, we treat that as real, then all of a sudden they are related.
所以下次你念头浮出来的时候，你说这是我的心吗？是不是我的心？这是不是我的心？我的心，如果你会知道说，哎，这都是我的心，那这个心里面还是有内容，那你这个就不会什么，就顺着习气，就是越想什么越高兴，越想什么越不自在。
So I encourage every one of you, next time, or maybe right now, when there's a thought arising in your mind, you ask yourself, is this real? Or is this my mind? You just keep doing that. Otherwise, you will then fall into your habitual tendency and see that form or that idea that arising from the mind as something other than that. And then you put into your emotions into it, you like or dislike, get upset or happy, or bunch of things will arise because you
for God to ask yourself, is this the mind? Is this just a form? So you do that. You practice by asking yourself each time when a mind, an idea arising out of your mind.
那如果越想越气，或是越想越快乐，你就问人说：这是感觉，还是我，还是心？
Well, if we forgot, and the more we think about Obama's, you know, rating going down, he's not going to get elected, and the more we thought about, we get more upset. Then at that point, you say, well, wait a minute, is this the emotion? What is this?Start to hold and ask yourself that question.
说这个是感觉呢，还是我呢，还是我的心？
Ask yourself, are these feelings? Are these me or the mind? Ask yourself those questions.
那这个可以用的话，你就后来就是感觉，可是你把这个感觉当成是我。
If you practice that, you recognize these are the feelings. Then you ask more deeper question. Then you realize I treat these feelings as me.
总而言之就是什么，就是现象，看到现象就是什么，就是心。
Want to summarize? When you see phenomena, you know it's the mind.
好，不管听得懂还听不懂，那下次再来。
Okay, whether you understand or not, come back again next time.We're going to close the talk by recite a verse on Mary Transfer. Again, English verse and Chinese. Please join your palms. May the virtues, merits, adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddha. Outwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies.May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss. 愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身。
Thank you. Please pass your hand out to the altar.